September 1, Daniel 2, under God's control. Daniel answered and said, Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his, and he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. Daniel 2, 20 and 21. Behold the Jewish captive, calm and self-possessed in the presence of the monarch of the world's most powerful empire. In his first words, he disclaimed honor for himself and exalted God as the source of all wisdom. To the anxious inquiry of the king, Art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen and the interpretation thereof? He replied, The secret which the king hath demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers, show unto the king. But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. In the annals of human history, the growth of nations, the rise and fall of empires, appears if dependent on the will and prowess of man. The shaping of events seems to a great degree to be determined by his power, ambition, or caprice. But in the Word of God, the curtain is drawn aside, and we behold above, behind, and through all the play and counterplay of human interests and power and passions. The agencies of the All-Merciful One, silently, patiently working out the counsels of his own will. In the history of nations, a student of God's Word may behold the literal fulfillment of divine prophecy. Babylon, shattered and broken at last, passed away because in prosperity and its rulers had regarded themselves as independent of God and had ascribed the glory of their kingdom to human achievement. The kingdoms that followed were even more base and corrupt, and these sank lower and still lower in the scale of moral worth. The power exercised by every ruler on the earth is heaven imparted, and upon his use of the power thus bestowed, his success depends. To recognize the outworking of these principles in the manifestation of his power, who removeth kings and setteth up kings, this is to understand the philosophy of history.